Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked a breakfast with no hog. Life changes, time rearranges. Visions of my head of one day being famous.
Hello? Hello, caller. Well, the hell with it there. This is something new for the underground.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of OG Music Zone, G. Louis.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again it's your boy G. Lou, back doing what I do, back again for the next installment. This is the G. Lou Show. I want y'all to sit back because we're going to have a real good time, you know what I mean? Yeah, this is OG Music Room. Now I'm your maestro for the evening. We're gonna have a real nice show tonight. I got a lot of special guests stopping through. Some surprises, you know what I mean? So I want y'all to just sit back and ride with me. G. Lou Lee. Yeah.
Crank it up and piss off the neighbors. You got your radio locked on to the hottest station.
Hey, yo, what up, everyone? Welcome to the G. Lou Show. I am G. Lou. This is Westside Wednesday's radio show. Sorry we had a couple difficulties tonight. I got some shit going on my end on the technical side. We're restoring and getting shit together over here in the G. Lou studio, so I'm resorting to a different mic tonight. So if I sound a little bit different, please forgive me. But nonetheless, we had to get this popping tonight. I'm G. Lou. I'm going to be joined by my special co-host tonight, the homie, D. West, my super producer. He'll be with me tonight, you know what I mean, because we want to do something special. As you all know, or may not know, a legendary female rapper just passed away by the name of Boss. She is from Detroit, Michigan, the Detroit area. My brother D. West is from there, so thought it'd be only right to have him on here. Plus, he has some great stories to share about Boss. And we just want to show love to Boss tonight, the memory of her, because I think she was very underrated. Someone like that show you have Unsung that comes on, TV1, you know, Boss is like Unsung, was a great talent, had a lot of great things to do, but, you know, it was already odds against her being she was a female, one of the first at that kind doing what she did, probably like besides Yo-Yo, but Boss was just different. She was coming like straight raw, gangster-like, you know, for a female. stepping inside the West Coast area. Even though she's from Detroit, she came to the West Coast and kind of made her bones, you know. So she had a lot going on, but label contractual situations, I think, prevented her. Plus, real life took effect, you know. And fast forward to 2024, you know, not to speak on her everything because I don't even know. But I do know she had some health problems. So her death was health related. I do know that. So I just want to say rest in peace to Legendary Boss. Before I bring my brother in, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors. First and foremost, BTP Media Group, the homie Jeff Kwan, the Kwan Glomerate out of the Bay Area. You need any of your promotions, promoted records, tapes, interviews, you know, anything industry-wise, holler at Jeff Kwan, BTP Media Group. They got an IG page on IG, BTP Media, and they have a website, BTP Media Group as well. Also, shout out to my brother, 93, Point Tweed, FM Ism, Tweed Cadillac, the After Six Cruise Mix, every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. Had a great interview with the legendary Foursome D last week I was able to be a part of because I co-host with the homie as well. So go back and check that out if you missed it. But nonetheless, tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Tweed Cadillac, 93. Tweed FMism on Blog Talk Radio. Also, shout out to Dee Dee Harrison. She is an author. She is a publisher. She is a producer. She has books out on Amazon, top 10 shit, bestsellers, all that. Tap in with her, Dee Dee Harrison. She has an IG page, Dee Dee Harrison. Has a YouTube channel, Dee Dee Harrison 100. She's also the producer of the G Lou Show After Hours. So tap in with her. Get shit happening. You feel me? Also, check into our YouTube channel, our YouTube page, the G Lou Show on YouTube, man. A lot of great content. We got 3 or 4 different shows a week. You know, Oldies Rule Forever Sundays, the Hookah Lounge. You know, we interview somebody every Friday. Got a great interview coming up this Friday. Let's talk about it with Big D on Mondays. Changing the Game with DeAndre Chanel. Legendary shit, man. Tap into the G Lou Show YouTube channel. Shout out to One World Magazine. Anything having to do with hip-hop in the world of hip-hop, One World Magazine has it. Make sure you tap in with the homies. Get your issue. Tell them the G Lou Show sent you. You dig what I'm saying? And shout out to my brother D. West, man. You need them fly-ass beats. You need that funk, that legendary funk. Tap in with D. West, man. His IG page is Digital West 1 or Digital West. I'll let him come on here and talk about it, man. But get tapped in. Shout out to my brother, honorary shout out right here. Shout out to my brother, Straight Shooter, man, B. Ali, Amari Torre. He got books out, children's books. Tap in with him, Amari Torre on IG. Get your issue, man. Don't worry about nothing. With that being said, let me get to this show, man. Let me bring my brother D. West because he don't got a lot of time tonight. You know what I mean? Boy, got to get up early in the morning. So thank you for hanging out with me, man. We got the legendary Digital West on the line.
Okay. What up?
What up, Lobo? How you doing?
Hey, man, good, brother.
Can you hear me good? I know I sound different. I'm on a different setup right now because my shit is being restored. Can you hear me, though?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, okay, cool, cool. Yeah, I hear you fine, brother.
Yeah, louder.
We got Digital West up in here, man. Before we get started kicking off, they already, some people know you, some don't. Just give yourself a shout-out, man. Let the people know we got rolling with us tonight on Westside Wednesdays.
Oh, man, it's Digital West. Man, I'm a producer from great city of Detroit, Michigan, man. I've been producing music almost 20 years, man. And shit, just into the funk, man. You want that funk, G-funk? That's what I do. Man, self-taught. Right. Self-taught everything. Keyboard, talk box. Mixing, engineering my stuff, you know, self-taught. And, you know, I got credits with you, G. Lou, our music production, Ken, Mac, Ant Banks, you know, a few underground people, my guy's big, Bin Laden, just a few little people, you know, it's getting there. But mainly, man, you've been putting in that work.
For sure. Digital G shit, man, out everywhere right now on all digital platforms. Go tap in with that Digital West G Lou,
yes,
Digital G shit, man. And we got some new shit coming this summer, so don't worry about nothing.
Yeah, definitely got some fire I'm working on this summer, man. I've been working on this since last year, so we're gonna have some new styles coming this summer, man. Me and G Lou, so y'all be ready.
Yep.
It's coming funk, straight funk, uncut G funk. Digital Delic Funk.
That part.
Yeah.
That part. Mm-hmm. That part.
Yes, sir.
It's a beautiful thing, man. So, yeah, shout out to Digital West again. The legendary 313 is in the building. Midwest, West,
appreciate
Mid. That's how we doing it. Hey, D-West, man, tell them, man, what we got while we here tonight, man. You know, of course, it's Westside Wednesdays, but it's a special night tonight, man. What we got cracking, homie?
Man, we're here to celebrate the life and the career of Boss, Detroit's own Boss.
Yeah.
We're here to celebrate, man. She unfortunately passed away. And we just here to talk about the good things she's been contributing. You know, I'm going to share a story with, you know, that I had with her. And
right.
We're going to celebrate her good music, man. Female gangster rapper off Death Jam. The first of Death
right.
Jam. West.
Right. Death Jam West. Yeah, people don't know that part of Death Jam West. That's why it's crazy. People probably wonder how she wound it up out there. I'm sure that had a lot to do with it, but I know it's more to it. But what, being you being from Detroit, homie, like, what did you think of, like, when you first heard about Boss on the scene? I don't know if you heard Deeper, you heard it with Spice, or like, when you ever heard her for the first time and you found out who she was, or how did you find out? But what did you think about Boss, man, when you first heard about her, being that you are from Detroit?
Well, you know, when I first heard of Boss, I didn't even know she was from Detroit at first.
Okay.
I thought she was from Cali.
Yeah.
And I remember just seeing her on the box of MTV. And I was like, man, she hard. You know what I'm saying? And then, at first, I didn't know she was from, you know what? And then I kind of thought she might have been from New York as well, because I've seen her in videos on Onyx, on that Slam video. So I was kind of,
I didn't even know she was in the Slam video. Oh, you fucked me up there, bro.
You didn't know that?
I probably just ain't seen it in so long. I'll probably have to go back and look. Damn.
Go back.
But I just don't remember that.
Yeah, go back and watch the Slam video. She got on a Ben Davis low and a bandana. And she bought, I think it was a Cadillac. An 8-tray Cadillac. Because
they was like at a junk or somewhere with a bunch of cars. I remember that, like, old car.
Yeah.
Like a junkyard or some shit. They do, now I think about it, do look like they were on the West Coast. But I don't know, but they kind of had a swag to that one too, because I remember that was big on the West, because they had like the little, kind of like the, kind of like what Cube did with Get Wicked. You know, they had that thing going, and they had the black Dickie suits on and shit.
Same type, almost same type of vibe as far as the video.
Yeah.
Yeah, she definitely was in that video, man. She made a cameo.
Wow.
So, you know,
okay.
I was trying to, like, figure out where she was from, but I always figured she was from Cali until I listened to that whole album, and she was talking about Detroit. I'm like, hold on, she's from the D.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what? She's a real man.
So, let me ask you this. Just let me cut in. I don't want to cut you off because you're telling a good story. But I don't know if you're going to talk about this, but what did you, like, when you found out what she was from the D, did you start hearing more things then now, or people started talking about around the city, Wompy Wompy, or what?
Yeah.
Are you just too young then, or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because when I was in school, you know, other people heard the album before I did, so they was like, you know, saying she was, you know, she's from Detroit. And I'm like, really? And then it was rumored that her and AMG was brother and sister, because, you know, I didn't realize she was on AMG's first album either.
Oh, because AMG from there, huh?
Yeah, he's from Cleveland. He's from Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland. Okay, I knew he's from Midwest somewhere. Okay, okay.
Yeah, he's from the Midwest. And he had a song like, you know, my sister is a bitch. So people were saying that they was good. It was all kind of rumors going on. You know what I'm saying? And then there was a rapper by the name of Eshawn from here. And he had a group.
Right, I know about him.
Nice. They end up dissing her. But without saying her name, because they were saying she left us and jumped on another city dick. You know what I'm saying? To get home.
But was it they talking about them personally, or they just speaking in general? Or did she, like, fuck with them personally?
No, they were definitely talking.
They were just saying in general.
Yeah,
right, okay.
But it was towards her. We knew it was towards her because she was the only female alive.
No, were they saying it like, she jumped on it like she dissed them, like she used to fuck with them, probably their music, their group.
Oh,
or he was just saying in general, you just went to Cali and left Detroit.
They're just saying, you know what I'm saying? They were just saying, she didn't mess with them, none of that. They weren't like a crew. They were just speaking out. It was called Be True Peel City. That was the name of the song. Basically, saying how basically a lot of people leave Detroit and go up elsewhere to get on.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because our city, man, you couldn't make it here in the deep back then because it's like crabs in a bucket. Our city would hate on
right.
quick. So a lot of people
right.
from here went like exhibit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, exhibit moved out to be a lot of
right.
rappers did leave, you know, to get on.
You're right. One at that time, nobody came out of Detroit, really, bro. Like, probably Eminem was the first one, like, to really. But then we got the story, even like the 8 Mile. I don't know, you know, grill, but how it was a lot of underground rappers, even people like, what's the homie name that passed away? How he was big but didn't make it, you know. But it took, Proof. You know what I mean? And Royce 9 and all these cats until Eminem blew, you know. But if we know that happened, really. Because of Dre. Eminem was dope, but I don't think it wouldn't have happened like that without that Dre stamp. That's what took him out of there.
I'm trying to tell you, look at Esham, man. He was fire. He was like
Esham, too. I've been hearing about him. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I've been hearing about him since the early. Oh, okay.
Because back in the day, it should have wanted to put him to his brother blocked the deal, but they were going to find him the death row because he was a hell of a producer and rapper. And he was around.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he came out.
Yeah, I've been hearing about him. I definitely was hearing about him in the early 90s. But I just heard the shit, you know, I heard his music was, you know, crazy, kind of like Brother Lynch and shit. But I've been hearing his name, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Been hearing Esham.
Yep.
And I had people from Detroit, so they were talking about him.
Yep. Yeah, so we had a few cats that got on elsewhere. There's a few other people that's from here that got on, that went out of
right.
Yeah, but I ain't mad.
Right. Right. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to just take a quick little smoke break and play Bang Some Boss because, you know, we got to come, then we're going to come back and talk, you know, a little bit deeper, man. We're just kind of breaking the surface and showing love to Boss, man.
Oh,
and then we're going to come back, talk about it. Yeah, for sure. Because the homie got stories, too. And just talk about it and show Boss some love tonight, man. So, anybody out there, you want to call in, you got any Boss stories or want to show love about Boss or any questions, tap in with us. We'll be here for a minute. It's G Lou, the homeboy, Digital West. We in here giving it up for the homegirl Boss.
West.
So, West, y'all. So, we'll be back in a flash like this right here. I'm going to go to her single. Probably a lot of people know her from, you know what I mean? And we'll be right back. West.
Watch out.
Watch out.
Your time
boss, come on. You just come down.
Yo, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm going deep. I don't really wanna feel like I'm in a daze, so I smoke these pills just to deal with the ills. Life is fucked up trip.
Damn.
My pills ain't paying bills and it's fucking with me in my grip.
Damn.
I drink that same eye shit and smoke a ticket at the same time. Drop a wicked bomb on my naughty nature. I'm living foul like a nigga. Run a portal on employee, cause who the fuck
still some bullshit get hung up, look here. Believe me, I ain't coming out my crib trying to snap on life and run out and do some dumb shit. So I'll be taking another sip to relax me and get the problems out my mind that distract me. Life is working on my last nerve.
Yeah, I hear you, G.
I'll see your ass next week. Peace.
Yo, that shit is me.
Y'all motherfuckers, stay tuned, man. G Lou Show. Five four above me, Betty Chico, shit, Nilton. G Lou, G Lou, G Lou.
Yeah, G Lou Show. You know who it is. It's Havoc, man. South Central, baby. Cartel.
The Patty Rocket player, Queen Cadillac, baby. G Lou, for president. Yach. The G Lou Show, nigga.
there, you know? Tyler from the Crenshaw District. Out here with my boy, Big T. Lou. You know what it is, West Coast Wednesday. All the time, every day. Hey, this is the T. Lou Show, West Coast Wednesday. Don't be ashamed, I'm the West Coast. Fuck what y'all talking about. We about to get neighbors.
Hey, yo, it's the G-Lou Show, West West, y'all. We back at it. I'm up in here with the legendary Digital West from the D. And we giving it up for the legendary boss tonight, man, in memory of her. She passed away on us, you know, a couple days ago, I think now, you know, and I just wanted to, you know, it's only right, you know, that we show love to her tonight, man, and give it up. Again, I label her like someone unsung, like she needed a show on unsung and all that. But, boss, we just want to give it up for tonight. And I got my brother, D. West. He's from the D. Got personal relationships with her, so it's only right he's here to speak on it, speak on what I can't speak on. D. West, what's cracking, homie? Still with me?
Man, you.
Man.
It's a sad day in hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, she was one of the greats that came from my city. So, you know, I'm just glad she came from my soil, you know, the turf, you know. And
right.
Put us on the map a little bit as well. Help, you know what I mean?
Right.
She was cold with it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to my brother, like, already, like, once this happened, I planned, you know, the show, and I definitely was going to have him on, D. West, on tonight, just as an honorary guest, you know, to speak on it, like I said, because he was from the D, you know. And then shout out to Queen Jean. She's out tonight. She's not feeling that well, so everyone keep Queen in your prayers, please. Yeah, I was chopping it up with D. West a little bit, you know, just about the show we was going to do and all that. And then we got to talking, and I was like, damn, D. West really hit me to a lot of shit. Like, he really has personal relationships with Boston and stories and, you know, just stuff that just blew me away, man. It was just fun listening earlier as we were chopping it up, man. So, you know, if you could just speak on Boss, like, personally, how you knew her, got to know her, and, you know, some stuff people may not know, man.
Yeah, well, I met her through a friend of mine, my boy Darielle, called him Baby D, and
right.
his son is best friends with her son Lamar. I believe that's his name, Lamar, and they were best friends. They went to school together, so you know he was always
right.
Telling me when I come through his crib, he stayed on Lindsay at this thing called Lindsay, and you know I go over there and hang with him, man. We be burning CDs. He like, man, you know Lorel, you know friends, you know. Son is Boss's mother. I thought, oh yeah, from about the rapper. He's like, yeah. And he's like, man, she be falling through, dropping them off. You know, I met her a few times. She's cool. I said, oh, that's what's up. So she's back here in the D. And so one day it was like probably like maybe a year later. It was like kind of like, you know, that fall going in, you know, like in the summer going in the fall. We hanging out,
right.
You know, chilling at my homeboy spot, and we G'd up. We got on khakis, Pendletons. Me and my boy,
right.
Boots, you know what I'm saying? He low ride, you know, he in a all-Ted Dickey outfit, red shirt, ponytail. So we kicking it,
right.
Chopping it up, you know, for a ride, pull up like a black car. You know, some females, they yelled out, damn, y'all look like some L.A. niggas. And we look, my boy, Dickey, like, that's Boss. I'm like, for real? He's like, yeah, that's her. And they stopped the car in the middle of the street, so me and Boots, and D, we went up to him. Like, damn, we
right.
A legend. So soon as I seen her, I said, I don't want her here, you know what I'm saying? She started smiling.
Right.
She was in the back seat. She was in the back seat of the car. Her sister was driving. True story. And they were just saying, like, man, y'all look just like Cali niggas. Because, you know, she's like, you know, I was out there. I said, yeah, I know. And then she's like, y'all look just like how they look. So, you know, I told her, well, you know, I go by Bangin' Keys. You know, I Bangin' Keys at the time. I was like, I do beats, you know what I'm saying? And she was
right.
Like, well, you know, let's exchange numbers. So we exchanged numbers, and I didn't think nothing of it. So I called her, like, maybe a couple of days later. It was her. And just chopping it up, talking about music. And I told her, I got a beat CD if you want some beats. Going through the crib and pick them up. I didn't think that was going to come up. Sure enough, man, maybe about a week later, she hit me up like, hey, we'll fall through and get them beats. Nigga, she came through with her brother. You know, my brother kind of favorite Kiki Loco and shit. And he pulled
right.
Up, came outside, gave her the beat CD, and we just chopped it up, man. She was, like, real humble. She was dressed down. She wasn't in the G clothing anymore, man. She got on, like, a sundress, a hat, you know what I'm saying? Looking like full adult, you know what I'm saying? But it was, you know, it was Boss, man. And I was just, like, you know, like, wow. Boss really pulled up to my crib, homie. Like, I told her that shit, like, man,
right.
It's an honor. Like me, as just a regular cat from the D, starting off in his music shit. Man, I can't believe it, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, it was just deep, man. You know, we talked about, you know, she said she was married and she was doing radio in Dallas. She had let me know she moved back up here to help take care of her father and shit. We weren't doing well at the time. And she was back, like, living in the hood, man. Just regular, man.
Right.
She was just real.
Did you hear? I know you said you didn't. Right. I know you said you didn't too much after that keep any that much contact with her. But did you hear about her doing anything else? Like, or did you hear anything after that about her still around the city or doing anything else or anything else about her?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Because I know she had, I lost contact with her. And I seen when I got on Instagram that she was on there, and she had started, like, you know, doing shows, Spice One, and working with a guy named DJ Lowe's. He a DJ from here. His name DJ Lowe's. He's out of a group. And she started, and his father is DJ Lowe's. His father is Butch. I don't want to get the name wrong. Butch Smalls. And he played percussion for Death Row. He played.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I heard about him. Not Butch Smalls. One of them, I know you're talking about, though.
Yeah, Butch Small, because he used to be the dramatic.
Butch Small. Okay.
Yeah, and he did all the bells.
I think he passed away.
He's still alive.
Okay.
He's still alive. Okay. He's still alive. Yeah, he's still alive, but he was a percussionist for Death Row. And he did all the, you know, Afro puffs, you know, all the bells and jingles you hear, that was him. And on quick stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But make a long story short, that's what was bad. And he used to work with Death Row. They was there, like,
right.
94, late 99, DJ Los, he has a song on Above the Rim soundtrack. Yo, he produced.
I do remember seeing that name on there. DJ Los. Okay.
Yeah, he's from there. So, yeah, they got ties with Death Row. So she was messing around with him. I guess, you know, he was helping her get back on the scene again. You know, they got videos and all that shit. So, yeah, she did try to make a comeback, and I believe she hooked up with Bass, too.
Yeah, they did some stuff. Yeah. What do you think, man? You personally about, like, Boss? Like, why you think, even, you know, because that was later years, but, like, even her heyday, I know we kind of chopped it up earlier, but what do you think personally she could have been, or what held her back, or, like, what do you think the potential was? Because I don't think the potential was fully fulfilled, you know. So what do you think, like, about Boss? Because she was kind of the first. We were talking about this earlier, but she was the first. Like, we had the Brat later who really blew up and all that, but Boss was really kind of like the Brat before the Brat, you know. But what do you think about her potential or what could have been with the Boss?
Man, it could have been sky's the limit. But, you know, we know how this record business is. What you got to do to really blow up. It's a lot of one-hit wonders. Right. A lot of people that should have been where they was at, but they didn't want to go behind those doors. And I think that could have been what it was. Because
she seemed really real. Like, she wasn't with the bullshit. She was almost too raw. Like, I seen her in videos, and I'm gonna play a clip in a minute here. But, you know, she was that kind of raw. Like, even the interviewers, you could tell they'd be kind of intimidated, because it's like, you ain't gonna ask, you know, don't ask me no bullshit type shit. Like, she just was kind of straightforward.
I don't think she's going for that bullshit, that Hollywood shit, man. And I think she just
said,
you know what, I'll just keep back and do something else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because she could have been on Def Jam. She could have been big like Warren G or Big or the Brat.
Right.
You know, she could have been a millionaire if she wanted. But she had to.
She could. I just think it's, especially her being on Def Jam West, like, why she didn't connect with probably like Warren G at that time. He was over there, could have produced for her. And,
yeah.
You know, I know she did that with Spice One, which was classic. But she had some with South Central Cartel, but because they run Def Jam West,
right,
which makes sense now. That makes sense now. But I think something like with a Warren G or somebody at that time would have took her out of there, you know, having that real G-funk behind her.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Because she was tight. She was tight, man. Yeah, and she was real, you know, she was real good friends with rest in peace, CPO.
CPO,
yeah, because I kind of, I talked with him through CeeLo, and I let him know that I was in touch with Boss. He was like, yeah, you know, that's my homegirl. You know what I'm saying? And he passed away. And, you know, she was real cool with Tweet Cadillac as well. And I think I tried, I tried to hook something up between them two, because I had let him know that, yeah, I was in touch with Boss. And I believe I gave him, gave him her number. I don't know if anything came out of it. Yeah, I tried to link them up, too. You know, because I was talking to Tweet at the time, around that time, me and him had contact with each other. So, yeah.
Right.
You know, it's just crazy how the universe works. You know what I mean?
And it's just crazy how we losing so many, how many of these great ones, you know, and you know, kind of young still, because they're young, man. Like, I mean, we ain't spring chickens, but, you know, young, like CPO, Ball, you know, man, that's like, wow, bro. But we do know she had some health issues, though, so go ahead.
Yeah, she, I know she had she told me herself she had kidney issues.
Right.
Because at the time, my homeboy, he was needing kidneys. And matter of fact, they were talking about it when she pulled up on us. She was talking to the homie about it. He let her know about his situation. That he had to get, he's looking for a donor. But he ended up getting new kidneys. And they was actually talking about that while we was chopping it up. So, man, she kicked it like a homegirl, man. Like she knew us for years. You know what I'm saying? She could easily just say it. You know what? I don't know these niggas keep it moving. You know, I'm boss on that. I don't know these niggas a conversation or nothing. No. She was humble, man. That's what I was
talking
about. You know?
That's what's up, man. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So, that's a beautiful thing. Hey, what's been, has it been, have they been giving it up, showing her love in the city, like radio stations? I don't know if you tapped in with all that, but have you been hearing some love around the city?
You know what, man? Keep it real, man. I don't even listen to the radio. So
I got you. I feel you. That's why I asked. I don't really listen to the radio either, but I may every now and then, like in the morning, I'm going to work or something, I may tap in, you know, so you'll just hear some little shit on the news or whatnot. So I was just wondering, you know, have you been hearing anything around the city?
I ain't seen nothing on the news. Nothing on the news.
So nobody been getting it up?
I ain't hear shit on the news, bro. I know people at work was talking. Like, a guy at work had brought it up to me. You know. Other than that, I ain't hear. I had to really, like, look, like, see a lot of Detroit rappers saying anything. You know what I'm saying?
Bro? Right. Because I know even when I hit you up, we didn't talk till hours late. Well, we still never talked, but I know at first initially, I don't even think you had heard about it yet. Cause I just caught it on the wire. Yeah, cause I caught it on the wire. So you the first one I reached out to, cause I know you would know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know until you texted me, and I think she getting more love out west, man. Like she did again.
Right.
I think she getting more love out west. That's all I've been seeing. Wow. The West Coast people.
Yeah, they've been giving it up for her, man. But she's been getting a lot of love. But we chopped it up earlier too, though. It's safe to say that. And that ain't no disrespect to no one. That's just like when people be locked up or something, you know what I mean? And out of sight, out of mind. But like you said before that, we weren't hearing nobody talking about Boss, you know? But when people pass away, you know, everyone comes out and gives it up. So I ain't going to talk bad on that because at least she's getting the love. But like you said, she could have been sick or been in need of help and nobody probably, you know, even reached out. But maybe they didn't know. Sometimes people don't want people to know. So we don't know.
Yeah,
I can't say that.
She probably didn't want nobody to know. You know what I'm saying? I think she might have been keeping it private. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I think
I can't just say that nobody helped her, but, you know, we don't know. But I'm sure some people knew about her.
She probably was, you know, there's probably some people who knew behind the scenes, might have been helping her out behind the scenes, you know. I don't know, but, you know, it looked like nobody probably was helping her because we don't see what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, love the Boss though, man. We're gonna give it up for tonight. Let me go to the phone line, man. I'm sure, man. Homie wanna give some love up. Let me go to the phone line. Caller, hello. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Ed Fu Young. I'm calling from Detroit. I just wanted to holler at Digital West. He that guy in from the D, and I wanna say, man, Boss, man, you know how they say, man, a real one. She'll always been cool with me, man. We never basically even talked about music a lot of times. It's always about life. And like you was saying earlier, G. Lou, about when something bad happens, everybody want to act like they know you, and they
right.
pulling out old pictures and stuff.
Right.
But it's like, I don't think they was really checking on her, because, yes, she did have a kidney issue. Matter of fact, D. West is the one that gave me a number, and we linked back up. She was telling me about how she felt uncomfortable in a lot of the studios out there, and she needed a better environment to try to record. That was after she was trying to make a comeback. So she was struggling
right.
with a lot of things, and I was trying to get her to be on another podcast, and she really didn't want nobody to really see her. That was her
right,
body.
Right.
Yeah.
She
right.
really wanted to be seen, but man, she was good folks, and it's ironic because a lot of times other rappers kind of basically those be your only friends when you really out there.
Yeah.
Like you don't really talk to regular people because they always want something from you.
They want something.
So,
yeah, you almost outcasted. And
a lot of times it's easier to talk to other people that was in the game.
Can understand you. Yeah.
Pretty much. And how we connected, it was like from day one. Shell was cool.
That was real. Hey, man, she said nothing but good things about you, Tweed, man. She was talking about she was like confident, you know what I'm saying?
We spoke on that. It was a lot of things. Cause I said, man, you ain't got to worry about a studio out there. Just come on out here, and I can make it happen. It's sad that you have to hear about stuff on the internet, because when you hit me, I thought you were just sending me the song for old time's sake.
Wow.
Yeah. Man.
I didn't even know this shit passed.
Oh, you didn't know? Okay, yeah. Damn, Tweet.
No, I just got the message from D1, and then it was the song. And I'm
right.
like, well, okay. I just thought it was a song. I didn't pay nothing of it. And then all of a sudden, I go online, I'm seeing all this rest in peace. It's like, oh, here we go.
Oh, you talking about when I sent you the DM?
I had known. And then when I actually went online, I'm looking at all the tributes and all the people
crazy,
coming out the woodwork since, like, damn.
Yeah.
I just hope that went.
Yeah, everyone's coming out the woodwork now. But like I say, they weren't doing that. But I can't be mad. At least they're showing her the love. But like you said, you're seeing all type of people, probably people you didn't even know she knew or had love for her, you know, showing love. I'm seeing like people like, wow, you know what I mean?
Everybody know you.
Yeah.
Everybody all of a sudden know you and shit. Man, I just hope that as months go by, people will still keep her name, you know, in their mouth, man, because she do deserve that. And to speak on her career was stifled because of political reasons, man. A lot of times, you know, it'd be the label, man. They really don't know what to do with you. You feel me? And Def Jam could have been a curse, and it could have been a savior. There was a lot going on over there.
Right.
So
I just think she has so much more potential that we never got, because that was kind of all we got was that first kind of
album.
She was almost like shelved, you know what I mean? And I think she had so much more, because she could tell she was still growing then. She had a lot of different producers. I think if she could have found the right producers, and like I even said, Warren G was at Def Jam, maybe something like that, and gave her that sound she needed fully, I think, man, she would have really blown up, because she was doing
she
all that
shit had quick.
Before the brats and all
had
them.
Quick. She actually had Quick was a phone call away from her, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I wonder why she never hooked up with Quick, because she was
Made. Well, Quick, like, not produced, but sprinkled some shit with her. You know, AMG did a lot to help her, too. Man, she was a shit, man. It's just sad that the pain that she had to go through with the illness, because it really ain't nothing to fool with. You know, and
I'm sure that
it bothered her mentally. A lot of times when you get sick, man, your spirit kind of goes.
Female.
Yeah.
And they deal with a lot more pretty. Trying to have a look
Shell
and all this
pretty.
Type of shit.
Shell was pretty.
But, you
man,
know, females sometimes, they get a little, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, insecure about, you know, their looks when they not probably a certain way and then dealing with this industry,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Because Shell take off three khakis and them looks, and, man, that girl was gorgeous. All of that was just an image. Shell was pretty,
that's
man.
That's what I
was going to
say.
Look, y'all just thought, you know, she put on a gangster, a Pendleton, and she was rugged. No, Shell was a girl,
man. No, look. Hey, Tweed, when I met her for the first time, I didn't know who she was. She looked like a Detroit girl. You know, Detroit girls are fly. She had the jean-type jeans. Her hair was dead in the ponytail. I mean, she looked like a fly girl. I don't know who was her. So they say, that's Boss, man. I said, damn, Boss, you look good. She looked like nothing was wrong with her. She was fly. Nails were dead. She had nails, bro. Make a little bit of makeup, not too much. But she didn't look like, you know, the khaki wearing. It wasn't the khaki wearing, Boss. This was Detroit D-girl right there, like who I met.
Exactly, and that's really what she was. All of that other stuff was just, you know, just a persona, and it worked. It was a great idea, and it worked.
Yeah, it worked. You could
I was going to say, why do you think this, but both of y'all can maybe have, but Tweed, I know, you know, why do you think, even like you said, more of a persona that they had, not saying that she wasn't real, but of course the look, especially at that time, but why do you think it was the labels, or you think the females, because like a lot of them females at that time were being pushed like that from her, you know, later to Brat, and even before her, like we're talking about Bloody Mary and even C-Note, you know, the females, you know, had they were pushing them with that G-look, you know, Lokes and all this old shit, you know what I mean? Well, that probably wasn't them, or they probably didn't want to, when the cameras off, they weren't like that.
Here's my perspective. Everybody trying to say that the Brat was first lady on Def Jam. That's not true. It was Nikki D first. And Nikki D.
She was hard.
Yeah, she was the first female on Def Jam. But what ended up happening was once the gangster era came out, it was like, okay, she got spits. Let's just throw her in this outfit and see what happened. And it worked. Put some lipstick on her and a beanie and some Lokes, and it worked. She had the charisma to pull it off. It straight worked. Plus, Def Jam was looking for West Coast artists with the gangster.
That
was the reason that the machine started bouncing for. You know, but then a lot of times the politics get into it, the way, you know, the management ain't all the way there. Man, so many other factors, man. There's so many other factors. But it's just sad that she couldn't get everything that she really would have had coming. That's why y'all got to take care of your health, because it ain't no joke, man. It kind of fucked up my career, too, in a lot of ways, too.
Yeah, I know you had a health scare, Tweed, but you bounced back, Tweed. You know, you sound...
Yeah, but...
People don't even know, Tweed, two years ago. You did, but... You're a lot better than you were, Tweed. I know at the one time your voice was almost gone. You know, you were still pushing. You know what I mean? So I know I seen you come a long way.
Doctor told me I might not never get my voice back. And I said, Doc, that's all.
Yeah. And you got it back.
I made my money. It still ain't 100%, but it could have been all the way gone like DOC. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I understand. And you're talking about depression.
Yeah, Tweed was sounding like that for a minute.
I was like that.
He was damn near DOC.
I was like that. So I can imagine how Brat, can imagine how Boss felt after, you know, the dialysis and stuff. She wasn't herself, man. And, man, that'll make you just want to go crazy. It really would, because, man, it bothered me like, damn, what am I going to do now? I can't rap. I can't do this. So I understand how, man, you can go into a deep depression, and it'll just kill your spirit. But she still was kind of lively, man. When we talked, that's why whenever I would chop it up with her, I would never talk about music. You know, that's the last thing.
Mm-hmm.
If she bring up some music stuff, I'll speak on it. But other than that, it was never about music. Because when somebody would come at me like that when I was going through my illness, it's the last thing I wanted to talk about. Because it would make me miss it more.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And to miss something that you know that was right there for you. then, right. Man, I can imagine how DOC felt. You know, man,
yeah.
That shit probably killed him.
And then he got to still be around that shit all the time, and you can't really
exactly.
kick no shit how you want to, besides
exactly.
the skits and shit.
And you know that you was the man before it happened.
Yeah.
And he
yeah.
never reached his full potential. That shit would drive
yeah.
the same person crazy, man. It really would.
Yeah.
So, man, Shell, man, she up there, man, with God. So he's looking out
hey,
for her, man.
I'm glad I was able to link y'all up, too, man. I'm glad I was able to link y'all up, man.
Yeah, because I don't even know one other dude from Detroit. And his number wasn't even available. Matter of fact, I had a great time in Detroit. We had a concert at the fair.
Hey, some of the homies from up there, Tweed, the Pimp Council homies.
No, they from Flint, Michigan.
Okay,
well,
okay.
That's 30 miles. That's 30 minutes up. That's 30 minutes up. 30 minutes
yeah,
up.
But the actual
North
city of Detroit. I only know one other cat. Had could never seem to find his number, and he ain't even on Facebook. But yeah, man, Detroit was a fun city to perform in. I had a great time there.
Yeah, they were the players there. Were you able to, hey Tweed, when you was doing your shit back then as a player, were you able to link with some of them, get a taste of some of that D time? You know, they known for being players up there. Were you able
well,
to link
actually,
link up?
Man, it was an in and out thing. The bus pulled up. It was a what do you call it? Like a music all day, like a summer jam type concert. It was at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
It was a summer
okay.
jam.
I know where y'all was at.
Yeah, we hey, across hey, the street hey, from the projects. And I said, something about this ain't right.
Oh, y'all was on the east side.
Yeah, that's where we was. Yeah, it was like an outdoor. It was an outdoor fairgrounds. They had a stage and shit.
In my park side.
Yeah. It was an all-day event until it got dark. And Second to None was on. And all of a sudden, you seen some scuffling and like in the first couple of people, it wasn't no seats. It was standing room only. You know, it was no seats. It was a fairground. So you see some dudes
right,
fighting.
Exactly.
Then all of a sudden you heard a pow pow, and everybody scattered. A dude was laid on the ground, dead.
Damn.
They stopped the show. They stopped the show. Picked dude up, put him in an ambulance, watered down the blood, and an hour later the concert started back up. I'm like, if that ain't
wow.
the craziest shit in the world, the show went on,
wow.
man. I could not believe that. So after that, they told us,
yeah, to get their money
after we
on.
Got off stage, they told us, man, to get on the bus because everybody had their buses already back then. It's like, get on the bus, ain't no hobnobbing, we out of here. So that was my
wow.
Detroit experience. Didn't
hey,
have man,
hey,
sweet. Yeah.
I just want to. Not to cut you off, but I have to tell you this while I forget, man. Look, you so known out here. Back in 92, my homegirl shot, Millie Green, was the one that put me up on Penthouse Players when I was in the 10th grade. I just want to let you know that Charmilla Green, she's one.
Wow.
She was listening to y'all.
Send her a shout out for me.
Yeah, we was 15, and back, this was like 92. And she put me up on your verse. Something about your face make me want to slap it. Something about your eyes make me want to black. She kept replaying that, bro. And she had a baby at the time. She had a baby. She didn't go to school because she had a baby. She had to, go to North Head. And she was like, listen to this. And it was your shit. You want to play her hand quick. Easy.
If I had a dollar for every time somebody recited that bar, I think that was everybody's favorite bar in that old song.
Yeah, she loved that.
Bro. That's the one. That's the one Flossie
liked,
too.
Yeah, everybody liked that boy.
She like, he the one that was in Quickie's the name, messing with the cars real fast. I said, oh, that's him?
That was me. I forgot all about him. He has that three-card Molly in the Quickie's the name video. Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, she told about you, bro. She put me up on the film.
Wow, small world, man. You have people that you not saying fans, just friends, man. I call them friends. If anybody like your music, man, shit, you could be a friend. You know, because a lot of times you get bigger support from people that you never know from another state.
Exactly. We just talking about that. That's a fact. That's a fact.
I got one of my biggest fans is in Detroit. Her name is Lola St. Clair. She's a graphic artist. Yeah, that's her name, Lola St. Clair. Mona, everybody call her Mona. We've never met, and this girl sends me, she knows every word bar for bar. I'm talking about for the last 35 years, we've kept in contact. You know what I'm saying?
I've heard you shout her out before.
Yeah, got to,
that's
man.
Great.
Man, she sent pictures, and this is my birthday. She goes all the way out. She's like, she said, man, that she learned so much from that album that, you know, she would never, ever forgive me. I was monumental in her life. And I'm like, wow, that's deep from a record. So it is true.
Hey, you know,
man,
what, Tweet?
To touch people.
Tweet. You know, speaking on that, and even speaking on Boss, how we said, you know, she had that one album and it was so much more potential. That's the beautiful thing about good music and good people. Just like speaking on you, like Tweet, Penthouse Players really only put out one album. But, you know, everyone knows, of course, you did shit after that and all that, but everyone knows something about Penthouse Players, Tweet, and like you just said, can recite a rhyme, and only one album, you know, that you still made an imprint and made your footprints and on the pavement out here, you know what I mean, to be still recognized 30-plus years later, so that's still a beautiful thing, man.
It is, yeah, and if something happened to me, they going to do me like they do in Boss. You're going to see old Pit Tweet L.A. passed away, she going, and a month later, it's going to be over, you feel me? It's like they do that to everybody, and it's sad because, like you said, man, where was they at when that girl was struggling, man? You know, I mean,
right.
They try to get her on a show or something, let her tell her story, or, you know, I mean, it could have been over the phone, just something,
right.
Man, to give her, to uplift her spirit, just to give her some hope. So,
right.
But I know the internet is unforgiving. Everybody's, you know, be riding niggas' dicks and jocking for the wrong reasons. And, you know, it's like, well, everybody, their mama got a picture with her now that they've been holding on for years. You know, and ain't posted at all, and now she passed away. And now here come all the pictures and shit. It's like, that's the messed up part about people, man.
That's the world we live in.
Yeah, and I don't know how it turned out to be like that. I wish it was never no internet.
I was going to say that next, Tweet, because the internet is the biggest gift and the curse, because the gift is we get everything, we tuned in, everyone is every, you know, all this, but obviously it's too much too, because when we can remember past shit like we just talking about that, whenever you talk about the greatest memories, it was shit that was going on before the internet. You know what
exactly.
I mean? So
even
so
in your life, everybody's life, the greatest memories that you could ask 20 people, what is your greatest memory? And it had nothing to do with the internet. Nothing at all. So it's like, man, it's so superficial. And,
you know
we make a fat girl
so
think shit.
Everything's been watered down now with this internet.
It make a fat girl think she a 10. You know what I'm saying? It's just ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous.
You're a fool for that. But yeah, the internet is watered everything down.
That's the curse. That is the curse.
And even
everybody
with your favorite celebrities, right? Even some would say it's love. You see your favorite celebrities, but sometimes I wish I didn't see them. I like them better when I didn't see them and know them like that, because a lot of these dudes be kind of goofy. He'd be like, damn, I wish I wasn't even seeing that, you know? So the internet be on there too much.
It's no more mystery. No more mystery. Yeah, too accessible.
It's too accessible.
It's like you don't see Ice Cube and Burger King and shit. You feel me?
Right.
And the first time I ever saw Ice Cube, I never knew he was as short as he was. So is it a lot of times? Yeah, he's super short. He's super short. But
he is, right? Yeah.
But the point is, when you're not accessible, people, you have a mysterious air
mystique.
About you.
Mystique.
And a mystique, that is the word. And it makes you more of a celebrity. But if they see you every day, oh, man, I see that nigga every day. That nigga ain't no bad. That nigga be in Burger King.
Right.
You know,
especially
you don't
if they
that.
Don't be what you thought they were. Especially if they don't be what you thought they were. Because they be doing a little too much sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, man.
I'm gonna keep it real, man. Your man Quick, I look at him different, bro, you know. Because he be on social media, he seemed more like he's a silly guy more than what I knew from him on. He was scary on the records. You know, I'm going to keep it real. You know what I'm saying? 15 times with your windows gone. What's really going on? You know, did your nose heal that quick? But the internet, social media, quick. He seems more like he's a jokester, like he's like a joker, like you know what I'm saying? Or put a funny post.
Yeah,
like,
people just put it. Big, but because too, like you said, maybe people put too much on the internet. Everything ain't for everyone, like you said, especially with the fans, it needs to be a little bit more mystique where they don't
like,
even if that's
I mean,
here how
I
he is, everybody don't need to know what you're doing all the time and shit. Or how you get loose and let your hair down, you know?
You could take a picture with somebody and 50 million people will misinterpret because you stand in a certain way. Like how they did that picture. You know? It's like y'all automatically
and you ain't got no
talking
win
about. Yeah,
and you ain't
exactly
got no win because,
like
you said, internet is undefeated. Internet is undefeated.
Exactly.
If
they want to
no
clown
win.
You, if they want to clown you, you're clown.
You're
so
clown.
Step right
buddy.
Up.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Clown.
Yep.
Pretty much.
It don't matter who you are.
Era. I miss the like. Another thing I don't like is like people like you like producers. I like it when you used to wonder what producers use to make their music. I hate that everybody show everything. I miss the mystique. Like. Man, I wonder what sound they use. Like the
mystery,
I missed the
mystery. Right. You don't see Cheetos telling Fritos how to make their potato chips. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Never get the formula. Y'all miss the old days, man. You have to get the CD, read the credits, and then you just use your imagination. What could they be using? Or if they do an interview, you know, I miss that era. It made the music way better. Man. It's too accessible.
Yeah. But it's still up to some of those artists not to do that, though. Some of them artists act like they, like the people, the fans, and they I don't know, it's like turned around. Like a lot of, like you just said,
the
Ice
artists
Cube.
Are the
I don't see Ice Cube
the
all
artists
on
are the group.
Social media. Only time I see Ice Cube is when he posting pictures at a show or he promoting. He not on there just on there to be on there. You know, some of these dudes do that, though.
Yeah, they want attention a lot, like the girls in some aspects of it too, or they under the disguise of, well, I'm promoting my project. That's cool. I mean, but sometimes if you pressing it too much, people they've already know that you got a new album out. How many times can you say you got a new album out? Because you got to keep saying it. If you got to keep on pressing it and pressing it, that means it really ain't doing that well. Because if it was a shit, everybody would know.
Sometimes
they do too much. You can't force nobody into liking you, man. You really can't.
Yeah. That's a fact.
I'm
shut up because I be talking too much, man. I guess.
You know, it's all good. We're chopping game.
Okay.
We're chopping game, but.
You know,
I
be talking about. Got to know when to shut the fuck up sometime.
Nah, you good. You good.
Yeah.
You good.
You always get into the game Tweed, man.
Yeah. Tweed, what else? But in closing with the boss, though, anything else, man, you want to, you know, I know you spoke about your relationship with her and how you just chopped it up with her. Anything else, man, you got on the boss for the people, man, just. We just showing love for it.
Confidence stories.
I just want not really no confidence stories. More like some man, let me just think about something real quick. Hold on. It's been some years. I'm an old dude. But I know one thing.
But you out laughing everyone. We had a lot of people we lost, a lot of them younger than you. Still out here.
Speaking of that, let me tell y'all a story I just found out too. Dude did 25 years in prison, right? He gets out and he dies the very next day. Can you imagine that?
True story?
Yeah. After doing 25, he gets out and dies the very next day. So people was like, well, God brought him home to take him home. So, in other words, it's better that he died out instead of inside behind the walls. But, imagine how happy he was when he got out, only to die the very next day. So you don't know what's
like
going to happen.
Health-related or something just happened or what? Oh, you can't.
They're not even saying what the reason was.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it'll come out, but come on. When you get out of pen in 25 years, you are in great shape, basically, because you're in there exercising, your diet is, you know, everybody I know came out the pen, came out swollen.
Yeah. So unless he was old or something, healthy. You know, already, you know. But, yeah, other than that, his health is still going to be better.
It's just damn just how that happens, you know. Man, just the state of the world's a trip. Man, even in Oakland, man, Taco Bell closed down all the restaurants. It's all about drive-through now. You can't even go in there and eat because so much violence.
They jacking people walking their dogs.
They taking dogs from people walking their dogs.
And they're breaking into people's cars right in front of them.
They beat up an old white lady. Took her. Four dudes jumped out of a car on an old white lady. Snatched her purse. Took her cell phone. Hit her over the head with the gun. Knocked her down. They jump in the car and speed off. Old lady gets up off the ground. Runs in the street trying to get help. Everybody looking at her like she's crazy. That didn't see what happened. The robbers come back and make her get out the car and make her give them the passcode to the phone.
They came back, man.
In broad daylight. It's all on camera and everything, man. It's all on camera. They are buck fucking wild, man, out there, dude.
Man, it's crazy. Right now,
huh?
I forgot that
you know that day.
Now. I think he's still in South LA.
No, I ain't in LA. I'm in the Bay, and this shit is ridiculous.
The Bay is L.A. now. That shit, I've been seeing that shit online. Like, they've been going crazy in Oakland. But it's like, what do you expect, though? It's almost like they stripped Oakland of everything they have. Ain't no more resources out there.
Pretty much.
They took everything
from
Oakland.
It ain't even a chief of police. The mayor fired the chief, and he was from Oakland, born and raised, rose all the way up in the ranks. And she fired him. Man, we ain't had a chief of police in over a year.
Damn.
That's crazy. But you go right over there to the Bay, though. It's like Disneyland, though. Huh? Over there in San Fran.
Man, that shit. Man, they snatching purses. They running into all the stores from downtown San Fran is gone. The restaurants is leaving.
Oh, San Fran is fucked up, too?
It's way more fucked up than Oakland.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. I thought that's where all the money was.
It's more drugs in Frisco. All the fentanyl deaths, niggas is shooting dope all on the streets in broad daylight. It's crazy.
They went into the car dealership.
They drove a car into the car dealership and stole the cars out the dealership on the showroom floor.
Wow.
That's all on videotape. These niggas is just men and women, man. They just buck wild. I mean, but to take your dog while you're walking your dog, come on, man. What kind of shit is that? It's crazy.
Yeah, they're on another level out here. These youngsters,
they don't give no respect at all.
None. They don't care about nothing. They don't know about no type of, like you said, manners, rules, respect, none of that shit. These youngsters on a whole nother level, and they on them drugs heavy, so they on something different, man. You know what I mean? And they want them drugs. That's really what they stealing and robbing for, you know, really to get them drugs. Nigga, it ain't like they doing that to come up and do that to go get... They low-key dope. I don't want to say it like that, but they low-key dope fiends. You know? So they want them drugs, bro. All that lean and shit is expensive.
Yeah. A black dude opened up a clothing store, right? Saved his money, got his loan, opened up a clothing store in Oakland. They broke into it on the grand opening, stole all of his merchandise. He had like 20 G's. He said, I'm not going to leave a man because it's my home. He reopened it again. They came back, got him again. He's like, I don't know what to do now.
Fuck that.
Man, he's
doing some wild shit. You see, they going in there in the stores, just taking out the the promote. You can't even do nothing with them phones. They snatching the phones from the the shit that, you know, the little promotional phones. I'm like, you can't even do nothing with that.
You can't even use them, stupid ass dudes, man.
And they committing
robbery. The store, the police car was right there. Yeah. And look, it ain't just the dudes. It's the women. It's the girls, too. The girls is running all up into the, you know, the Gucci stores and all of that shit, too. Stealing wigs. Now all the Asian people is arming themselves.
Yeah, that's big money. That's crazy. That hair shit is a whole nother level. That's big money over there. That's a lot going on, man. These youngsters, man, we just in a different time. It's like revelations now. So I just suggest everyone get your mind right, get your soul right. You know what I mean? And just, you know, I don't know, man. We are definitely in a different time, man. So,
well, the police ain't smashing,
man,
like how it is in L.A. In Oakland, they don't smash unless it's a serious crime. So all that other purse snatching and jacking, you can get away with that, and they know that. All that boosting, they not. The only time they come is if it's some gunshots. That's about it.
Right.
So once people know that, they like, fuck it. We just gonna do whatever we wanna do, and ain't nobody gonna stop us. And that's their mentality.
Like a fat man white.
Yep, exactly.
But it's gonna turn it's gonna turn into the Wild Wild West, though, because a lot of these people gonna eventually start strapping up. Even your little regular little people, ladies, old, everyone gonna have a strap. It's gonna turn. Even though California is different, you can't just. That's the thing about California, but people gonna start saying, "Fuck it, I'll take that chance," because people don't want to be victims, man. They going crazy out there.
Yeah,
and they say it's best to have a gun and don't need it than to need one and don't have it.
Right. So I don't know, man. But, man, again, we giving love to Boss tonight. Rest in peace to, to her. R.I.P., you know, we just want to show love tonight. That's what we do over here. And definitely I just keep relating her, like, to an unsung tweet. Like, she definitely could have had an unsung episode, man. I think would have been great. You know, because she is unsung.
Yeah, and now it's too late. So it's like, well, maybe not. It might not be too late because they could do one on Donnie Hathaway, and he passed away. They should be able to put one together, man. Because my boy
Booker
finally got in one, too. So, man, maybe somebody, will look out for her, you know, and then...
Yeah.
At least something so her people, man, could be happy and proud of her accomplishment as well, too. And then her passing wouldn't just be in vain. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Facts. Yep.
Well,
thank you,
man,
brother.
Shout out
to you. Yeah. Go ahead.
And always, man.
Yep. G, man, I'm about to get out of here, y'all. Much love to the both of you. Appreciate y'all.
God bless you, sir.
Much love, Wes. Thank you for your input, homie. I appreciate that, bro.
Oh, no problem, man. I'll never be able to tell that story. I've been wanting to tell that story, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've been wanting to tell that story. It's real. Yeah, she was a good person,
yes, sir,
man. For the time, I'm just glad I was able to spend some time with her and able to talk to her. So that was just, man, I feel special. You know, that was a beautiful thing. And I'm glad I was able to rekindle her and Tweet relationship as well.
Right. So, beautiful thing, brother. Thank you again, D. West.
No problem, y'all. Rest in peace.
I'm finna pop a Mickey for it right now.
Take a ride, like Flossie they say. Let's do that. Boss, rest in peace. We love you, girl.
Much love.
Fuck around a black D. Yeah, everybody's loving the single Deeper, you know, but we need to know a little bit more about Boss. So can you tell us more about yourself and about your problems getting up here?
Getting where?
Getting here to Def Jam, getting signed.
Well, it was a lot of problems, you know. We had to go out to L.A. and struggle for 3 years, you know what I'm saying, real, real hard. So, but we shopped the tape and we stayed true to it, and then we got signed, so we're just doing our own thing now.
So the track, I Don't Give a F*** tells you all about the problems in L.A.?
No, it was just the point that we had got to, you know. Well, we ain't give a F***, you know what I'm saying? You gotta stick to it, you know what I'm saying? It's a business.
Okay, so your style is basically hardcore. Is there any other versatility, or is it just hardcore?
We got a gang of flavors, you know what I'm saying?
Every time I put on my TV, one of my black brothers has been smoked. And they say it's the truth. But they don't want no truth.
Hanging on the back streets, chilling with the OG. SP to the grave, and it's on for the OZ. Young brothers wanna run up, better put your guns up. I'm gonna get your punk ass down up. Cartel ain't trippin', guys never slippin'. When all the BGs start rippin', when you're from school, it's the same game. Buff, buff from the nines every day, it's the same thing. Raised up on the south, there's a rock, no P-A-T-E. From another block, as I move from the M-U-R-D-R squad. Freeze up, G's up, why? Bitch, livin' hard. Young pride don't slow down, the old-fashioned hold-down. Roadies and Mookie, so why should I stop now? Right now, I won't stop and don't wanna fall. No peace on my street, so that makes it hard.
I keep my block, block high as I build down your block. Box 17 shot, boom, jack. 187 drop, death row, fool on the solo. Khakis on, yeah, yo, where you from, half? South Central. Trip zip to rip zip, cause I three slide and three wide, the west side you die. No peace as I come, run, pump, it's a smoke. G's through the street,
real
as I'm a loke. As I trip through a blood and I blood to a grip. Keep your ass straight, rip by the squad if you set trip. Came home cocky, you're 23, baby boy, you're talking about OG, I'm 34, I use gaps to score, gagging, tying hoes in the back to jury store, she rides, I'm talking about two thoughts you knew, one to work and one to ride on to the crew, but nowadays brothers wanna flip, that trip, it ain't even blood, it's straight crip, killing crip,
low jail ain't never gonna cease, cause I get my peace, like shooting from the back seat, when I'm in my ride, I'm coming out to come and fill your chump's power, go attack in 50 rounds for your little punks when it's on. You'll hear my crew coming through, won't be in red or a brother that's ragging blue. Cause I just flex and break necks, cause my set's all Mexican, so don't forget.
Oh,
sir. It's the Westside Wednesdays radio show, hosted by G Lou, OG Music, Brick City Productions. Ha. West. Let's go. Hey. It's Westside Wednesdays, homie on the G Lou show. Computer love got me vibing for show. Hit the switch and go. Now we dipping down the boulevard. Bump a little Bam in the whip, this shit too hard. Homie on the two guard, fucking with the point. Alley-oop to the coupe, finger roll me a joint. Yep, now I'm on point. Gotta get back to the basics. The number one show, homie, face it. The money, I'ma chase it, but I never fall victim to it. The only thing left to do is do it. Rap style fluid. Westside show hosted by Lewis. Long Beach to Hollywood, we do this, homie, I'm the truest. Ass big floss, better yet call Tweed. I ball full speed, ahead. Do it for the homies that's dead and the ones still living. Can't forget the ones in prison. They said I had a vision, so I had to visualize facts. Break it down into 16 tracks, I mean 16 bars. I do this for the Brick City car and the homies still walking the yard. This shit hard as the concrete. Homie, you are not G. Come around looking for a sucker that is not me. Shit, I think they got me all in the mix. The G Lou show on that West Side. Shit. Homie, we ride thick, blue, red, brown to the tan. No color lines, homie, we expand. From LA to Japan, ATL to P-Cola. Spokane, Washington, West Minnesota. From NOLA to Texas, from Benz to Lexus. The G Lou show, West Side, we connected. Just know we connected. Yeah. It's the G Lou show. West Side Wednesdays. Blog Talk Radio, OG Music. Every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m., 10 to 12 Eastern, and we dipping that bar.
Telling you know my purchase. going on with this rent, so I wish you would come with that dick shit, fuck you and your manhood, huh. Respect for a nigga, I ain't got it, bitch. Perverted ass, rusty bastards. Be all musty and dippy, then always wanna hug them. You say what up, they ready to stick it in. I ain't no mingler, so I'm putting up my middle finger. Yo, I'm through with all the bullshit.
Aw, oh, bitch, eat a dick up to your hiccup.
No trick, eat the spit up to your spitter. You need to be giving this shit up. That get it in, no humping everything. That wiggle and jiggle will make that dick dribble. Be with you on and on and on through the breakers. Don't want you threatening, this a different segment. The nigga gone with the quickness. Only thing you get from the beat is put quick on the shit list. So to the ladies, if you're asking me out, we'll figure it just some more. No good pussy hungry ass niggas. Niggas, niggas, niggas.
In the motherfucking set, you know what I'm saying? Back for the 9-1 and shit. And I'm sending this out to all the motherfucking niggas that's down with me and that's been down since day one. Good looking out, homeboy. Yeah, check this out. Brothers, listen up close. Grab your 40s. Let's make a toast. Ain't taking no crap. He's down the pillar. Cap. Never does he sleep. One time's on the creek. Strapped with the gun. Niggas on the run. Don't try to jack, you'll take two to the back of your head. Damn, you're dead. Heel, pimp you like a sucker. Punk your motherfucker, he's a yeah, back for the 9-1. It's the NCA, Compton's most wanted crew, you know what I'm saying? Back on your ass, killing them all side by each, as my man DJ Bolo was set. And I'ma run it off to all the homeboys that's good looking out, you know what I'm saying? Check this out. Mike D. Slip. Unknown. The Chill. 5-0. Rockin' Tom. Master Rick. Jolly Joe. Ice Cube. King T. DJ Pooh. Whip. My homeboy JD. My homeboy Short. My man Jinx. Dazzy D. My homegirl Yo-Yo. Can't give out my homegirl Nikki D. And my man Harry, you know what I'm saying? Gang stars in the motherfucking house. My man A. Dre's in the motherfucking house. To them crazy ass niggas from the MS. My cousin Bone. Creep Dog and my homie Wade, you know what I'm saying? Short Dog in a motherfucking house. And I got to give it up to Bam and Lil Wop, the Notorious Two, you know what I'm saying? Kicking the shit straight for the 9-1, you know what I'm saying? Kicking them off guard, schooling them hard, and all suckers, we out 5,000. Peace.
House to act a little extra flow. West Coast natives, yeah. Era of the Elcos. Go road chains with the pump up Reebok. Throwback jerseys, all black felines. And don't forget the do-rag to match the fit. With all hubbies started over a bit. This the West Coast nigga. Land in the scales. Fuck another man's bitch. We'll have your dick in the dirt. Flat top, the greatest nights with the hoop and rings. The house parties on the weekend, yeah, they all went out. Return to the map. Kid and play, look gin and juice, don't forget Scoop and Drake. It's the 90s, nigga, where we can party in peace. And if a nigga had an issue, we can squabble the lead. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Let me switch my ride, wish I can go back in time. Back to the 90s. Hairnets under our hats. Got the party turned up. Ladies in full effect. Back in the 90s. Come back inside.
Your miniature societies, your boys in the hood. Mom threw that on, and set us down for good. You had an eye rock, they showed you mad love. So when I got older, I just had to grab one. My pops boy had the Z28 T-top. Back then, DJ Quick produced Heat Rock. Overalls wasn't my thing. Overall, I had Levi jeans. Summer start, we all big ice cream. Started cap, couldn't tell you who started that.
I don't know.
Include the wet trolls in your starter pack. You ain't have a juice cut, then you wasn't cool, but Rashawn Knight, I was too young. But moms informed me that they used to have fun. I wish I could go back and enjoy life. Back in the 90s, it was alright.
Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Let me switch my ride with Shark. Can we go back in time? Back to the 90s. Under our hats, got the party turned up. Ladies in full effect. Back in the 90s.
The women show me love when they see me coming through.
In the 90s, come back and style.
Bring the 90s back. Jerry curls, grinding crack. Low song, Coke 45 with Gax. I remember when I was little then, way before Dr. Dre signed Eminem. He had Uncle Snoop Doggy Style 93, Eazy-E shades on, but all eyes on me. I was in the South listening to Outkast, plus the West Coast players who got cash. My favorite rapper ever, first name Todd, telling me freaky tales about fucking broads. I was 5 years old, no father home. Mama had two jobs, two full of pot of gold. Fuck Lucky Charms, I'm trying to fuck with arms. Big Mouth gave me my first ever gun. All black, for the 9 milli, wear a ton. No more 90s, though, 900 round drums.
Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Let me switch my ride, wish I can go back in time. Back to the 90s. Hairnets under our hats, got the party turned up. Ladies in full effect, back in the 90s. In the 90s, come back in style.
Fire that up right there.
What's up? It's the First Lady, y'all, Faith Evans. And when I tune in on the West, I'm listening to my boo, DJ Battle Cat. What up?
This for all the motherfucking weed heads. It's Mam Low. Chill. Up the dub at it again. Roll it up.
I'm medicated on the real. They never hated Alexander O'Chill. We blow big, baby, roll them up and blow. That purple good with blue dream got me going. They ain't knowing, but I tell them about sativa. That'll put your ass to sleep, bruh. Nighttime herb to relax your nerves. I'm smoking OG Kush when I'm looking for taste. Kush Kingdom and have your ass not filling your face. Just blow everything in 3D. I see you, but you can't see me. Vapor got vapes, ain't running with the grapes. No sticks, no seed, no stems, no shade.
We do it up, roll it up, smoke it up, inhale, exhale.
water and a pack of blunt, fool. Let the gas pump and break down the blunt. Twist off knocking, all you heard was the thump. Hit the 105 on my way to Bam Lokes. Plotting on our mission that we on that damn smoke. California, we here, but how could you blame me? Got it from a dispensary from a white bitch named Amy. Tallied up my purchase and threw an extra gram. Some bomb and we called it Tidy G's Batarang.
The coast is no good.
Stamp official. Yeah. Hey, chill. Niggas want dough. Yeah. Money in the smoke ain't nothing sweeter. But sometimes shit get hard like a needle seam. Back more chips, low fuck the blame. Young mind, yeah, flash mean everything. And a bad thick bitch and some name brand. Money then exchange hands. Yeah. Top billing first priority. And we don't work well with authority. And still we some race minority. Shut down, gameplay, top score, see. Top notch, low, Lord G. Couple rap wrecks trying to get a royalty. Shooters on deck, that's the mission. April president, but no politician. Wishing niggas come up with a better plan. Maybe we can own some shit, man. Yeah. Nigga floating on the blue wave. Blue face bills, niggas dues paid. Motions never through, real brave. Running miles like a real slave. Yeah. Nigga floating on the blue wave. Blue face bills, niggas dues paid. Emotions never through, real brave. Running miles like a real slave. Yeah. Down to get bread, what you asking? That's a 211 low ski masking. Couple automatics, that's blasting. In my lane, that's control, no passing. Funny time flies like Janet plays. Goofy niggas on the mic, hope it's just a phase. Niggas checking out like a hotel. Dice game, my point, take your L. Game not for sale, it's for keeps. Computer love niggas and some knee deeps. Authentic niggas, yeah, and some broads. Getting money, you motherfuckers is frauds. Smoke trying to keep a nigga settled. Good pussy on the line, got me heavy on the pedal. Trying to make it back to my bitch straight. Good pussy in a taco plate, yeah. Nigga floating on the blue wave.
blue face bills, niggas dues pay. Emotions never through. Real brain, running miles like a real slave. Shit. Niggas floating on the blue wave. Blue face bills, niggas dues pay. Emotions never through. Real brain, running miles like a real slave. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, chill, they don't see us. 2020, nigga. Clear vision. We see you.
Yeah.
My nigga walked off in the building.
Chill.
Yeah. My nigga Rich in the building.
Flip.
And that's Blue Steel on the
bitch.
My nigga Fur Hand on the beat.
Real brave. Beat him down low.
Real shit. Blue Wave.
Yeah.
Dudes paid. Real brain,
shit,
real slang, my bitch said,
shit,
blue way,
shit,
dudes pain, real brain,
real slang,
nigga floating on the blue way, blue face bills, niggas dudes pain, emotions never through, real brain, running miles like a real slang,
shit.
Nigga floating on the blue wave. Blue face bills, niggas dues pay. Emotions never through. Real brain, running miles like a real slave. Yeah.
I have no idea where I am or how I got
That's Fire, Volume 2. The Classic Stitch Back EP. Twin Cadillac. Shouts out to the industry. First and foremost, Stacey Adams Incorporated. Shots Fired, Volume 2. The Classic Stitch Back EP. Twin Cadillac. Shouts out to the industry. First and foremost, Stacey Adams Incorporated. For believing in me, give me a sponsorship. Mr. Jeff Kwan. Media, One World Magazine, Mr. Thorne Baker, Unique Access, made my stock rise, I'm truly blessed, God bless you, the People's Network, Kevin Barnes out of Milwaukee, good luck player, Maxine McClendon, my godmama, Sunsound Concerts and Tours, OneStopFunkShop.com, Patrice Banks, Delmar Frazier, what can I say, MagnificentWax.com, Skip Skip Going, Snow Brown, Luka Lounge, Green Team, Stevie Harris, FunDiggity.com, Dusty Radio, Mr. Sullivan, good looking out, Outlaw Radio, Canada, good looking out, Rappers in My Backyard, Lisa, Pretty Red, good looking out. The Poetry of Justice Show, the podcast with Miss Jackie Ray Miller, Sick Block TV, Sweet Wise Music, Jody Grimes, Today, Sick Gang, the documentary, Legs, Mob Ties.
The world is mine and everything getting fast for the 2000.
2011, yeah, we still winning, still giving love to our loved ones. Lesson from above done got me living better than the average nigga was. And but I keep running back to reality. Mistakes that I made got me thinking I'm a casualty. OMG faculty, 6-figure salary. Independent, so we burning money like it's calories. Everybody mad at me, but I don't really give a fuck. The only one can judge me is God, y'all can give it up. Back against the wall, I'ma still stand tall. All this anger in my heart, middle finger to you all. The rise and the fall of the greatest of them all. Yeah, I started from a worker, then I moved to a boss. Found what I lost, turned my nickels into dime. Now my whole family shines, the world is mine.
There it is, people. Once again, Westside Wednesdays radio show. We gave it up for the legendary boss tonight. Shout out to Digital West, my co-host for the evening, for checking in with me and giving up some great stories. And we just wanted to represent for the legendary female known as Boss from Detroit, Michigan, moved to the West Coast and got a lot of love and got love worldwide. And we wanted to make sure we give her flowers tonight. I wish I could have interviewed her, but tonight we gave it up for her. So may you rest in heaven. And your memory, your music, your legend will live on right here on the G-Lu Show. So I just want to thank you again. Shout out to Tweet Cadillac who tuned in with us tonight. He gave up some great stories as well. Check out tomorrow night, 93.3 Tweet FMism After 6 Cruise Mix, 7 p.m. Pacific on Blog Talk Radio. And with that being said, we're going to slide on up out of here. Thank you again for all the love. Shout out to my sponsors, BTP Media Group, Tweet Cadillac, D.D. Harrison, One World Magazine, and the G-Lu Show YouTube channel. And with that being said, we're going to get on up out of here, y'all. Peace, love, and respect. Much love.